Hey there, sexy. You know what this is. It's time for Naughty Get to Know Night. That monthly show where you ask me naughty questions, and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many naughty questions, so I'm gonna just jump right into it. The first question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, okay, so my question's twofold. You mentioned a lot in your not safe work, so you have to go slow or you have to stretch her out, especially if it's a morning one. Is that something you say for the effect, for the listener, or is there any truth to it? The other part of my question is a bit more difficult to explain, but has there ever been a time where your partner couldn't figure out how to stretch or open up? How did you handle something like that? I think there's definitely truth to it. You have to be slow when you enter. Like, you can't just shove your whole dick inside of someone. Like, you really have to, like you have to first get her wet and just slowly open her up, usually with, like, your mouth or your fingers or some kind of stimulation. And then when you're entering her, you want to be, like, nice and slow. Because if you just kind of shove your entire... Because it could be painful if you just shove yourself in. So you just want to go, like, nice and slow and just kind of open her up. I've never had a partner who couldn't take me in, but it's definitely like different people have like taken different amounts of time to like be able to receive all of me. Like, you gotta like slowly just like work it in until you can get as deep as you can. Some people can't take the whole thing, some people can. It just depends on how you are. But yeah, there's definitely truth in it. Like, you definitely have to you got to be gentle and kind of slowly open her up. And that's usually what I'm talking about when I'm talking about, like, stretching her out or going slow. So, yeah, I hope that made sense. I think that made sense. Thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Gabriella asks, if you could have sex anywhere without consequence or judgment, where would it be? That's so hard. I think there's like definitely two places that jump out, at least in my mind. Either a tall building, like a skyscraper, just somewhere with like a great view. Definitely like a skyscraper is high on my list. And then maybe like an art museum or a gallery. Like, I think it'd be really hot to fucking like the Louvre or the Met, or just like any kind of gallery, really. Just like, there's just something about it. I feel like there's one more that I'm missing. Oh yeah, probably a Ferris wheel. Definitely the top of a Ferris wheel has to be on that list. If I can fuck anywhere and not get in trouble. Yeah, you can have sex anywhere without any consequences or judgment, where to be. Yeah, top of a Ferris wheel will definitely be high on the list. Yeah, there's something about being high up. Maybe a plane. Yeah, fuck on a plane too. I guess since there's no consequences, I'm just gonna say anywhere I can then, I guess. If there's no consequences and no punishment, like dressing rooms like around the table, yeah, on a plane. Yeah, I guess the sky's the limit. But definitely, I think Ferris wheel's definitely high on the list, art gallery, and definitely, like, a tall building, like a skyscraper of some kind. Not the roof, but, like, the tallest indoor room would definitely be high on the list. Thank you so much for the question, Gabriella. I really appreciated it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I don't know if anyone's asked this before, but how do you know when you're ready to enter into a DDLG relationship with someone? Can I do it during the talking phase, situationship phase? Should I wait till it's more serious? So my advice would be definitely wait until you're in a relationship with someone before you enter into like a DDLG or dynamic relationship. I think you should do it with like someone like who's your boyfriend. That's in my opinion. I think it should be someone who's at least your boyfriend, because I think dynamic play requires more trust than, like, I think a relationship's the bare amount of trust that you need before you should start considering whether you should enter into like a dynamic relationship. Because in a dynamic, you're really giving someone a lot of trust. And it's an exchange of trust. And I think the bare minimum in order for you to trust someone that much, in order to give them that level of control or to take that level of control, is like a relationship where there's like a mutual exchange of trust and like intimacy that allows that to exist. So if you're in a relationship with that person, if that person would call you their girlfriend, or if you would call them your boyfriend or whatever it may be, then I think that might be the time to start thinking about it. But I think before that, I think it's too dangerous, honestly. I think for your best interests, you should definitely wait until you have like a relationship, at least a partnership of some kind, before you start exploring a dynamic. Like, I wouldn't get into a dynamic play with like a situationship, unless we'd been friends for like years or something. Like, there'd have to be some extenuating circumstance, but there has to be something that allows there to be just like a lot of trust between us, because that's really the core of where it begins, is the trust. So I definitely make sure it's someone that you have like a serious trusting relationship with, and someone you can really trust, and someone who really trusts you, and like it goes both ways. But yeah. So I hope that answers the question. I really appreciate you asking. Thanks so much, Anonymous. Let's see. The next question I have is from Anonymous. They ask, "Hey Kay, so you're talking about overstimulation, the recent naughty get to the night, and it made me start to think, how long does it take for a man to be able to come again? Thanks." I mean, it really depends on the person. Everyone's different. But on average, for like me, it's probably between like 7 to 10 minutes. Now it's like, yeah, about like 7 to 10 minutes it'd take me to probably be able to come again. But yeah, it's definitely different for every man. There's no way I would be able to come back to back. Like, if I just came, there'd be no way you could get me to come immediately again. At least I don't think so. But yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, "Is it a turnoff when a girl's ticklish? I always get so embarrassed by how sensitive I am." No, I don't think you should be embarrassed at all. I think it's really hot when a girl's ticklish. I love when a girl's ticklish. There's nothing more fun than tickling someone who's ticklish. So it doesn't matter how ticklish you are, I think it's always a great thing. I'm very pro-ticklish, so thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. The next question I have is from Billa. Billa asks, "I saw a video on TikTok that said that a girl telling a guy during sex it feels good is one of the best things a guy can hear, and it's a struggle not to come after hearing it. Can you confirm or deny this?" I can confirm that. It's definitely something that'll make it hard not to come. Whenever you hear how good it is or that you're enjoying it, I think all those things are definitely encourage a man to come. Like, it's definitely hard not to want to come when you hear how good it feels, because that's like, I feel like a lot of sex is just like, there's an enjoyability in making a woman feel good, and I think hearing that or seeing it like actualized in a way definitely is like, it's definitely a turn on. So yeah, I confirm it. Thank you so much for the question, Billa. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Shy asks, "Hey Knight, I can't remember if you got this question or not, but you mentioned you prefer a woman to sit on your face. Does she put her whole weight on you, or is she just supporting herself with her leg? Because I can't imagine how it looks and how it feels. Thanks so much." I would say put your entire weight on me. Like, yeah, I can hold you up. You can put your entire weight down on me. I want you to. I don't want you to hold back. So yeah, definitely put your entire weight down. You'll know when it's time to get up by the time when I'm finished with you. So. I hope that answers your question, Shai. Thank you so much for asking. I really appreciate it. Oh, speaking of which, Anonymous asks, "How much do you like eating pussy?" Where do you even fucking begin with this one? I love eating pussy. I think eating pussy is probably my favorite sexual act. I like it more than someone sucking my dick. I like it. I don't know if I like it more than fucking. I think it's on equal footing as fucking, but it's definitely high on the list. There's just something really intimate about going down on a woman, like having your head between her legs, feeling her hand in your hair, like feeling her thighs like clench around you. I don't know, there's just something about it. I just love how intimate it is. Because I'm literally putting my mouth against your most intimate place. And I'm just like, I don't know, there's just something about it. There's just something intimate and present and just like sexy. I like how much control I have down there, because I can finger you, I can eat you out, I'm just like, I can bite your thighs, I just have like so much access down there. There's just like so many reasons why going down is just amazing. I think it's a combination of just like the intimacy, and I just like the idea of being able to be in control from down there. There's just something about it that's really nice too. There's a lot of elements to why I really like going down on a woman, so. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Savannah asks, hey, handsome, have you ever recorded naughty audio with no clothes on? Also, your audios quite literally make me weak. I have. I typically do. I usually do when it comes to recording naughty audios. There's not really much more to say about that. Thank you so much for the question, Savannah. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Gray asks, hey Kay, I hope 2024 started out well for you. It has so far. I hope your 2024 has been going good. Do you find watching someone undress attractive, or do you prefer being hands-on and helping? Or does it depend? I definitely find seeing someone undress very attractive. I think that's definitely attractive. Do I enjoy being helping hands? Of course. But I also enjoy a show too. So if you want me to help you, I'd be more than happy to help. But if you don't want me to do a thing and you just want to undress, I'd be more than happy just to watch. So it totally depends. But I'm definitely either side of that, I'll be more than happy with. So thank you so much for the question, Greg. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, just super curious, do you remember the first time you made a girl come, and how did you do it? Was it through penetration, clit stimulation, oral? Was it easier than you thought, or was there a lot of communication throughout? Essentially, did you know what you were doing? So it was a combination of penetration and clit stimulation. And yes and no. There wasn't a whole lot of communication. It was a lot of me like feeling her out and trying to feel where she was and how she was doing. Just by like the sounds she was making and just how she was reacting to things. It was definitely trial and error though. I was definitely figuring out as I go. But I definitely got the job done by the end, so I think everyone's different. I think every person's body, you have to learn their body to learn how to make them come. I don't think anyone, like, to make one person come isn't the same to make another person come. So I think everyone's so individual. It's about being able to pick up on, like, body language and energy and just, like, how someone's feeling and how someone's doing and, like, kind of really, I don't know, like, like, there's definitely, like, an art to making someone come. And it's something you definitely learn. It's like a skill you develop over time. It's not something you're just like immediately good at. Like, you'll definitely get better as you have more practice. But for like the first time, it was definitely something that I had to feel out and figure out. But yeah, I think I got there by the end. I think I answered the question. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. The next question I have is also from Anonymous. They ask, how do you feel about breath play? I find it somewhat scary, but I also love it. So I think breath play is okay as long as you're doing it with a partner and you do it safely. I don't think you should ever do breath play on your own. But yeah, I'm okay applying force and choking a little bit, but never to the point where you're blacking out. I never want to go to like push you past the limit, but I'll definitely do some breath play. It's definitely like a on request kind of thing. If it's something you're into, I'm definitely interested in giving it to you. So thanks for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Funnily enough, hey K, this is from Anonymous as well. Hey K, I have a few random questions. Would you ever choke me till I black out if she was okay with it? I don't think I ever would. I don't think I'll ever choke someone until they black out. I'll definitely choke you, but I'll never choke you till you black out. The next question is, if your partner isn't a switch and only a sub, would you still be fulfilled if you spent the rest of your life with them? Oh, 100%. If they weren't a switch, that'd be totally fine. Even if they weren't a sub, it'd be totally fine. If it was just a vanilla, just no dynamic play relationship, I could spend the rest of my life with somebody, of course. I think you said once that he's less sensitive when he's deeper in me. Why is that? Because the most sensitive part on a dick is definitely like the head. So if you're deeper into someone, there's less like attention on the head. So it's definitely easier not to come. Because that's definitely where, if you're giving the head the most attention, it's definitely the easiest to come. So that's why when you're deep inside of someone, it's definitely like you can control the urge to come way more. So that's why it's way better if you like are all the way in her, because it's easier. If you're thrusting or pushing from like very deep, it's easier not to come than if you're fucking her shallowly. You know, I don't know if that makes sense. I think it does. The next question is, would you eat out a non-shaven pussy? Oh yeah, of course I would. I'd eat a pussy that's shaven, that's not shaven. I will literally go down on any kind of pussy. I'm just a fan of eating pussy. And then the last one is, when you're having fun sex, could you happen to accidentally tap into your audio recording modus? It's funny you'd say that. I feel like, I don't know, it's really a chicken and the egg kind of situation. Because I was having phone sex long before I was recording those audios. So I wonder if the audios are a byproduct of the phone sex. I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know. That's definitely something to think about. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. Daphne asks, you said you like the pet name Bunny. How come you don't use it more? Please use it more. I love Bunny. But I usually for pet play. And there isn't a lot of pet play audios on Patreon. Maybe in the future there'll be more. If we get more pet play, then you'll definitely get more uses for Bunny. But I definitely use Bunny definitely for like pet play. So that's probably why we haven't been using it as much as you'd like. Thank you so much for the question, Daphne. I really, really, really appreciate it. Alana asks, do you have a special name for your dick? Or do you just generally refer to him as your dick? I don't have a special name for my dick, no. If my partner wants to give my dick a special name, I'll be more than happy for them to do that. But yeah, my dick is just my dick. He doesn't have a special name right now, so yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Alana. I really appreciate it. Let's see. The next question is from Maya and Gabby. They ask, hi Kay, we were just wondering, do guys feel their dick in their pants? Or do they think it feels like how it feels for us having boobs? Like sometimes we can feel them hanging, but we don't really notice them there. Also, does it feel heavy? Thank you. We really appreciate it. I think it is probably the same as having boobs. Like you definitely know it's there, but you definitely also forget that it's there as well. Like you definitely notice your dick when it's hard. You definitely notice your dick in tight clothes. Or if it's like uncomfortable or something. But outside of that, you really don't notice your dick. Like it's just kind of hanging out there. So, yeah. Thank you for the question. I really, really, really appreciate it. I think we have time for at least a couple more. Let's see. Anonymous asks, if you only had to choose one, missionary, doggy style, or being rode, which one do you pick and why? It's going to be between missionary and being rode. I want to say being road. Yeah, I'm going to say being road out of all three. Yeah, definitely being road. Riding, yeah. There's just something about it. I love being ridden. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to say being road. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, has your partner ever used your balls as a stress ball? No, they've never used my balls. But my dick, yeah, for sure. It has been an emotional support dick. But I've never had my balls used as a stress ball. I feel like that'd be painful. But dick, yeah, you could squeeze my dick as hard as you like. That'll be fine. I really appreciate the question. Thank you so much, Anonymous. All right, this will be the last question. Maddie asks, can I spank you, choke you, or grab your hair, or at least spit on your dick? I'm going to have to say no to the spank, no to the choke, yes to the grabbing of hair, and yes to the spitting on my dick. I love it when, yeah, you can spit as much as you want. I love it when girls spit. Thank you so much for the question, Maddie. I really, really, really appreciate it. And with that, that brings us to the end of Naughty Get to Know Night. I'm not going to leave you without saying goodbye properly first. Did you think I was going to go? And just end it like that? Well, that wouldn't be very nice to you. You've been patient this entire time, haven't you? Waited all the way to the end. What a good girl. Do you want your reward? For having all that patience. I think you do need to reward yourself. Do you want to reward yourself for me? That's it. Open your legs for me. Nice and wide. Because I really want you to enjoy it. Oh, fuck, that's... fuck, I will when you do. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, just like that. Oh, keep going. Fuck, I really want you to come. I really, really, really want you to come. What if I count down for you? From 10. 9. 8. 7. 6 5 4 3 Fuck, I'm gonna come. 2 Fuck, come with me. Fuck. 1 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. That's a good girl. Oh. If you have any naughty questions you'd like to leave me, there should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. Anyway, have a night. I'll talk to you later. Bye, sexy.